This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend's show are Ed Alpe, Dorothy Steerwalt, Kathleen Arondi, Catherine Young, and John Eubin. And we'll start off the show with Ed Alpe. And Ed, we're going to talk about Mount Clair's centennial celebration coming up on July 26th. There's a poem that, or a rhyme, I should say, that you have told people. And if you would you talk about it? And we'll talk about how it sort of fits in with Mount Clair and coal mining and stuff like that.
Okay. Superior Coal Company mine, and each had a name. Number one was Eagerville. Number two, Sawyerville. Number three, Montclair. Number four, Wilsonville. The rhyme was, when we were kids, number one is full of fun. Number two is lazy. Number three is best of all. And number four is crazy. That's what we used to sing out on the street. In the old days, you didn't say, I'm going to Wilsonville or I'm going to Mount Clair. You give the number.
Mount Clair is going to be 100 years old this year. When did the name Mount Clair actually, how did that get started from, say, when it was not yet Mount Clair?
Mount Clair was the name of Dorsey's. The Dorsey's had a daughter that rode horses, so that's where the mount came from. It's not a mountain, it's a mount, like you mount a horse, and he named it. He owned all that property. He owned Banal, he owned everything.
And it was named after his daughter.
Right.
And did Claire live in that area for a long time?
They lived in Banal.
They stayed in Banal. It was just because he had owned the property and named it after his daughter.
He owned all that property around there.
Mount Clair used to have a school and the playground and all that. The school has become the city hall for Mount Clair. The playground is now called Ed Alpe Park, which is after you. Can you tell us a little bit how that came about?
Well, I've been working for the village as a flunky since 1973, and I've tuck pointed the whole building three times already, and I do all the work that I can for them free. I've never charged them a dime. I like the work, and I like the village, and I like to see it kept as good as possible.
And so what year did they call it at Alpe Park?
I believe it was, I had cancer, and when I came home, this has been, I guess, 3-4 years ago, they took me up to the hall because they knew I that's where I like to go, up there every day. They had my name out there, and they named it Ed Alpe Park. And that's the first time I've seen it.
Ed, thank you for joining us today and telling us something about Mount Clair.
Bye-bye.
We're going to now turn to Catherine Young. She is also Mount Clair resident and your family associated with the beginnings of Mount Clair. And, of course, like to remind everybody again that we're talking about the centennial of Mount Clair coming up July 26th. And, Catherine, as you showed me, some of your family, I guess, help start Mount Clair.
Yes, my grandfather on my mother's side was William Granger, and he headed up a group that had a petition to create the village of Mount Clair. And when it was created and they voted, he ended up being the first mayor of Mount Clair. Actually, by the ordinance, it's the president of the village of Mount Clair. Apparently, he was very active, and also the Wesleys, who were also part of our family, were very active. And the Wesley brothers had a store, the first grocery store in Mount Clair. And then William Granger also had an ice cream shack called The Shack, and he also had a saloon at one point. And I have some of the artifacts from the saloon, which people will be able to see when they come to the celebration. They will be in the town hall on display, so be sure to come to that. William Granger was on the board for quite a while, and that was from 1915, 1916, whereas the mine was sunk in 1904, I believe. And also Sawyerville was sunk about that time, too. On my father's side, my father's father, my grandfather, was Alexander Young, who was the mine manager. He started out in Sawyerville. Then he went to Wilsonville in 1916 when they sunk that mine. And then he went to Montclair to number three to head up the coal production there. So there was always a lot of talk in my family about the old days. And my father, who died at 100 years old 5 years ago, had wonderful memories. He was a barefoot boy growing up, and he used to go down the creek with all the other young boys, and they would swim in the big swimming hole. They had a big swing, and they'd drop down and swing. And also, the old-timers talked about a dance platform south of the school, almost in the woods by the creek, where they would dance and, you know, have beer. And I guess it was a wonderful time. Also, another interesting thing my father said was all the mature trees in Montclair, when especially the Italians moved in, they all went to Macoupin Creek on the way to Carlinville and dug up trees and transplanted them in Montclair, which almost all the mature trees now in Montclair came from Macoupin Creek. Originally, it was a flat area because the village... You know, the village started when the mine was sunk, and the mine, the Superior Coal Mine, built a lot of the houses in, well, they built 20 houses in Sawyerville, another large amount in Wilsonville, and then in Montclair. And of course, everybody is familiar with these four-room company houses. Usually they had the kitchen on a back porch, but they had four rooms around a chimney. And of course, today people have built on and embellished these houses. They're hardly recognizable. But the whole town grew up around the mine. And as the mine flourished, the town flourished too. And I invite people to come and see this wonderful display we're going to have. And if anyone has any memories or even photographs of the old days, it would be super if they would come forward with them, even at the day of the event, and share them with us. We'd like to start a record of all the artifacts we can get from the mine.
Move now to what's going to be going on July 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Mount Clair. And join me, Dorothy Steerwalt. Many activities are going to happen on the centennial of Mount Clair, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about the food and what's going on.
Well, the committee is going to be cooking hot dogs, and this is also a free event. So the hot dogs and popcorn, we're going to also have bottled water for everyone to enjoy.
Mount Clair is 100, but you have a special resident?
Yes, we do. We have Secundo Ferrari of Montclair, and he'll be celebrating his 102nd birthday that weekend. He still lives in his own home, cuts grass, and drives his car. Come and visit with Second, and he'll amaze you with his wonderful stories.
And for this event, there's going to be some special T-shirts, and Kathleen Rondi, would you tell us about that as far as what's on the shirt or how many is going to be available?
The village has purchased shirts, 475, that we're going to give away. And we picked the mine as the picture to be on the front. And all the mines at that time were numbered. And so we have number three put on there for the number three mine. And then there's the picture of the coal mine across the front.
We also have John Eubin here, and we're going to ask you about the entertainment. What do we got going on for the July 26th centennial celebration in Mount Clair?
Got some pretty exciting stuff. We're bringing in a young band called the Melodies out of the Edwardsville area who've been doing a lot of touring the last year and a half or so up through Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota. They're a lot of fun. They take a lot of old kind of funky stuff and put a rock bite on it, so... Good, fun, young group, very charming young guys. We also have Jeff Lefton, the magical entertainer. Jeff got bitten by the magic bug when he was about 8 years old and has been doing magic shows ever since. He was doing some trade stuff on the road for a while, and at his wedding, he actually had his wife magically appear at the altar. And now, 27 years later, he's trying to make that trick work in reverse. But he'll be strolling around the grounds that day doing magic, and he's just a lot of fun, and... We have the wonderful Dale Jones, America's only one-arm juggler. Dale broke his arm as a kid, complications set in, and he became a one-arm juggler. He's worked state fairs for 25, 30 years. He does Branson frequently. He does the Illinois State Fair, the Iowa State Fair, even Alaska. And he does things with one hand that most jugglers can't do with two. He's just amazing to watch and quite entertaining. The kids love him. The older folks love him. Quality entertainment. Dale was on the Tonight Show, was booked with Johnny Carson, and at the last minute they bumped him for Michael Landon. So he was that close, but Dale will be there. And if there's anything like a headliner, I would guess Dale would have to be considered our headliner. And then for the finale that evening, we're going to have a massive firework display by Bill Cipriani of the Village Toy Chest here in Gillespie. We want to encourage everybody to bring your own lawn chair. There's going to be some shade for some tents for shade, but no place to really sit. So we encourage you all to bring a lawn chair with you.
We've been discussing the Mount Clair Centennial Celebration coming up July 26th on the Around Macoupin County program. And join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.